To the South, with love. Listen to Nikki Finney, Chancellor of the Academy of American Poets, alongside 2020 Poet Laureate Fellow Bethann Fennelly and two-time National Book Award winner Jessamine Ward on an episode of the podcast Our New South. Follow and listen to Our New South wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at ncpodcasts.com/OurNewSouth.
Hi, I'm Human Wing, author of Not Here and This Way to the Sugar, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of May. I hope that you enjoy today's offering brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
Hi, this is Michael Torres reading Writing Prompt. Writing Prompt. Imagine you're an astronaut stuck in outer space and it's just you, only you. What would you write about? What do you see outside your spaceship windshield? What do you miss? Who is your brother now all those miles down? Where's West? What would you have brought had you known you would be out here, maybe forever, all by yourself? What about regret? What if there are whole days where you don't think of your hands? How closely related is loneliness to remembrance when you let yourself think about it? Do the stars feel heavier now? Is there truly anything you would do over, knowing everything you know now? If regret was a type of animal, any animal, what song would it sing in you? Outside are all these tiny windows you can't look through. Do you miss having a sky to throw wishes against? What did it look like last? Describe the blue. What phrases do you miss people saying? By people, I mean, write about something small but with great detail about everyone you love. What blurs then builds a forest inside you? Is that too specific? Pretend it's summer again and that you're the fire for it. Would it even be worth writing about? Would you, by now, meaning in outer space and very much alone, want to replay the moments of your life you wished had gone differently? Or have you gotten over it all already? What stage are we in? Is being stuck in space like dying and not getting to ghost visit your own funeral? Which is the first moment you'd go back to in order to change it? By it, I mean where the regret sprang from. Would you feel bad about the rippling? Is worry just a wider room? There is always a box in which regret will fit. After you tape it shut, describe the sound. Describe the blue. About this poem. The first moment of this poem is, more or less, the prompt given to my class by an undergraduate creative writing student at the end of their presentation. It took me months to find a way into this piece since I was resistant to the prompt's directiveness. Finally, though, I leaned into it and enjoyed the poem's escalating and at times odd demands. I should add, this creative writing course took place during the first Back 2 in-person semester, after over a year of virtual learning. Lastly, thank you to Emily E. for prompting us that day.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day and, if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.